It is time now for Wayne Pond with the word of the day on the Hill. Okay, Wayne, there you go. Say the word and make us all free.
That's a real toe-tapper, that theme song there, buddy.
Yeah, it is. It's a good backup band you bring with you every morning.
You bet. I love it. We don't pay them anything, but
yeah.
I don't know. BMI, ASCAP, all that nonsense. You guys have to go through.
The Beatles have enough money already.
Hey, run that word by me again that you and AJ were just talking about, the neologism or the brand new word or the made
hangry,
up word.
Hangry smize?
Was it smize? Is that
yeah,
the one
smize.
You're talking about?
Yeah, hangry smize.
Boy, I don't get it. That's a new one on me. That sounds like my guess would be that's what the linguists, the language experts would call a telescoped word, you know, like hangry,
yeah.
Where you bring two elements together, but boy, I'm in the dark on that one, so
smize.
Let's look into that,
smize.
Shall we?
We have to go to the interwebs for that one.
Maybe smile, combined with something else. I don't know.
I don't know why you'd
yeah,
be smiling if you're
yeah.
angry, though.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah.
But are they together in this?
Yeah, it's
hangry smize.
Hangry smize.
Well, I've heard hangry, but I've never heard
either that
smize.
Or the internet led me astray by not adding a comma somewhere where there's supposed to be one. One of the two.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're two separate words altogether.
Well, I know what hangry
is. Always depend. You can always depend on the internet for clarity and punctuation.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I'm being deeply sarcastic there. All right, listen, this has nothing to do with hangry or spies. Here is an oldie and a goodie. The word of the day. Put up your dukes, my man. The word of the day is pugilist. P as in Paul. P-U-G-I-L-I-S-T. Pugilist. It comes from the Latin root pugnus. Also
mm-hmm.
gives us the word pugnacious.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be a pugilist? Ron, my man, you were back in the day in your sports glory days, you were a pugilist, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was furiously fast with the gloves. That means a boxer.
There you go. He's got it. Nailed it. You don't need to give away the Mercedes this morning, Ron. You win it yourself. So, that's right. It is a boxer from the Latin, again, pugil, P-U-G-I-L, same root as pugnus,
mm-hmm.
pugnacious. It is a boxer. So let's have a little, what is it? Art Garfunkel wrote a song called The Boxer.
Well, actually, right? Paul Simon wrote it, but Art and Paul did it together. Yeah.
Yeah, well, my fading DJ memory. There you go.
Yeah. At this stage, everything's fading, right?
Oh, brother, you have got that so right. All right, one more time. P-U-G-I-L-I-S-T, pugilist. It is a boxer. There's your word of the day. So, you know, there's a rumor, AJ, that Ron wears boxer shorts. Did you hear that?
I wouldn't know, and honestly, I really didn't want to.
Yeah, me too, but I thought I'd pass it on anyway.
I appreciate you enjoying me and sharing your pain with me. Yeah, thanks.
Well, Wayne, I think we'll get back in the ring with you tomorrow morning, but I'm not sure at this point.
All right, I'm going to lower my dukes to the degree that I hope Carolina beats the you-know-what out of this.
All right, go back to your corner, buddy.
There you go.
See you. Hope you got a good cut, man. Take care.